It's wonderful, you know, to be in the presence of Almighty God, here as we worship Him in spirit and in truth. And before I start, I just feel there is someone listening to this broadcast right now. In fact, I know it. I know it that I know it. This person has been listening to the radio station and is wondering, firstly, why they're listening, and secondly, what is keeping them there. I believe the Holy Spirit is keeping you listening to this station. I believe there's tears in your eyes as you are hearing this music, and it's affecting you inside, because I believe this. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is drawing you right now. And I know this. All you have to do is to say yes to Jesus. That's it. That's all you've got to do. Is say yes to Jesus. I'm going to say a prayer. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And what I want you to do is to repeat these words. And your life will change immediately. I believe that you've been searching for a long time now, and there is an emptiness, there is a hole in your life, and that hole is just about to be filled. Just say these words. Dear Lord Jesus, I am so sorry for the things that I have done wrong in my life. And I ask you to forgive me. I believe, Lord Jesus, that you are the Son of God. And because of that, I give you my life today. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make me brand new. Make me a brand new person, and I will follow you for the rest of my life. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, this is very, very powerful. This is a powerful time, just as we are about to break bread. I want to draw your attention to Scripture, and if we turn to 1 Corinthians, and we turn to the 11th chapter, and to verse 28 or 27, we'll start at verse 27. It says this: So if anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord, that is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread and drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. What does that mean? Honoring the body of Christ. Honoring the body of Christ, I believe, is in self-examination and admitting that you sin, and therefore coming before Almighty God and saying, Lord, I am so sorry that I've sinned. And that is why we are going to pray together as a community, as a body, as a church, as an ecclesia. We are going to pray together, you and I. I just want you to repeat after me these words so that we can take the cup and eat the bread worthily and not unworthily. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love for me. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die for me on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago. I ask you now, Lord, to forgive me of any unworthiness in me. I ask you to wash me clean by the blood of the Lamb. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, what we're going to do now is we're going to take the bread, first of all. This is what the Word of God says. It says, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces and said, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me.'" Let's take the bread now, beloved. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done for us and what you continue to do for us. Thank you for this opportunity to come before you now and to break bread as a community, as a family, Lord. And we give you the honor and the power and the glory that is due your name. In the same way, says the scripture, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it." Let's drink the wine now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood, for your precious blood that saves us, that heals us, that washes us clean, Lord. You are wonderful, and you are holy. And we declare now that we love you. We love you, Lord, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. Let's continue to worship God now with this hymn. It's "Just As I Am Without One Plea," and it comes from the Celebration Choir.